The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. This next miracle that happened when Jesus was crucified is by far the most mysterious. There is much we would like to know about this miracle. For instance, who were these saints who were raised? How many were there? For how long were they raised? Did they appear once or many times? Did they go to their homes or wander through the streets? Did they go to heaven or live on earth a while longer and then experience death a second time? We are simply not told the answer to any of these questions. All we know, like with so many other things, is that it happened. But this we can also say. Like all the other miracles surrounding Jesus' crucifixion, it is a sign, a pointer to a greater reality. And what this sign is pointing us to tonight is our future. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, the body of all the saints here tonight, all of you and me, will rise from death, but not to go into the holy city of Jerusalem, but to go into the real holy city, the dwelling place of God in heaven. Because of Jesus, death will not be the end for us. We will rise and live again. St. Paul spoke of this resurrection for us tonight when he said, "Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God." By that he did not mean that our bodies will not go to heaven, but that they cannot go to heaven in their sinful state. "But I tell you a mystery," Paul says. "We shall all be changed." How? Well, he says that first, this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. Then shall come to pass the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory." That is the victory of Jesus' resurrection, that by taking upon himself our flesh and blood, and then taking upon himself our sin and subjecting himself to our death, his resurrection does this very thing. What is perishable becomes imperishable, and what is mortal becomes immortal. And so when Jesus dies, we are told that this begins to happen immediately.